this group that we went with, Helen and Chuck Todd, were here, I don't know, maybe 10 months ago, and that's when Paulie was here, and he was inspired to go to Nepal with them, and they'd been talking to me about it. I was actually thinking about going to Iraq in February. It just didn't work out, because my wife, who is walking in right now, said, if you go, I'll hang you. But this trip was extraordinary. It's my wife's birthday today, by the way. She's coming in now. I feel like I just need to roll a red carpet out for you, babe. My wife went through her procedure on Monday with flying colors, and she's in God's house tonight. Well, every person on the trip just they were so special and so precious, and so tonight I want to give them all the opportunity. I'm not sure who really to start with yet, but I think Carol, you just seem to be the right person for this. You know what we ought to do? Where's Paul? Paul, yeah, Paul and Shandy had to. She had to be in school tonight, so I let her share a little bit in the first service, and I'll have her maybe share a little bit on Sunday again. But Carol McDermott is a wonderful woman. Carol, has anybody told you today how much you're loved and appreciated? Thank you. You are loved and appreciated. Go ahead, dear.
Good evening, everybody. First, I want to thank God, number one, for answering my prayers. Number two, I want to thank everybody for your prayers, your support financially and with your prayers and hugs and everything. It was an amazing, amazing trip. Pastor Marty and Garrett kind of followed the lead that the Holy Spirit was giving me. God is our giver of dreams. He's our keeper of dreams. And when you put voice to your needs, to your wants, to your desires, to your heart, God fulfills that. My testimony for the trip was that a lot of you didn't hear this. On Monday night at Women's Bible Study, somebody asked me, where would you go if you didn't go back to Africa for missions? And I said, Ireland. I said, two reasons. Totally selfish. I used to argue with my mom. Told her, I'm sure I was born Irish, not German. And she says, no, you're definitely German and Welsh and mongrel. I don't know. A lot of everything. Anyways, I dreamed from a little girl of going to Ireland. 4 days later, Pastor Marty came up to me and said, we're going to Ireland in June. 4 days. I voiced it. God heard me, and he fulfilled that. And though we expected to be working every day, it was so refreshing, even through the work and everything. I watched God take 52 people, even more with the young students there in the ministry, knit us together as a group. We were unified. We watched God take each talent and use it where it was needed. And even though the enemy had attacked me and told me, once again, you're worthless, you're not wanted, I went through rejection. I popped a tendon in my knee and half the time couldn't even walk properly. God just took all that, and in one night, he healed my leg and took all those thoughts. But that was the enemy trying to beat me down on a daily basis and making me think that I wasn't giving anything or doing anything. But God sees you through that. I even walk away with that much more boldness to speak for him, to pray with people. It was such an honor just to pray with people that whether they knew the Lord or not, it was just a privilege to be somewhere else and hearing testimonies and knowing how much they love Jesus as much as we do. So it was just tremendous. Words can't even describe it. You know, and even coming home, I lost my phone and I had like 100 pictures on it. So I'm still supernaturally believing that God's going to return that to me somehow. So I have those pictures because there were a lot in there that were just personal to me for people that I had met and stuff. So, you know, you got a dream, you got a heart's desire. Do you have a need? Bring it to God like Garrett did the altar call. You have that need. Bring it to God. Bring it to the altar because He answers those. Thank you.
Carol, you're awesome. We love you, Carol, so much. You know what I want to do, Jeff? Let's do that PowerPoint real quick, and then Becky, I'm going to have you come up, and then Paulie, I'm going to have you come up. But I just want to take a minute and give you, let you see this. You can go ahead and... you know who all those are. There's trouble in a bucket right there, I'm telling you. Go ahead. That's a picture of downtown Cork, Ireland, getting ready to set up for ministry purposes. Another view of the city. The cities were incredibly beautiful. I got to tell you, this was the cushiest mission trip I ever went on. To look back at where I'd gone before, it's great, Jeff, you can roll them. Where I'd been before, pictures of, you know, fields like this and rolling hills were just absolutely amazing compared to some of the places that I've been through in Africa. This was like, wow, this is really great. But 0.25 of 1% of people have ever heard the gospel in Ireland. I don't know who took that picture, but anyways, keep on, Jeffy. Another picture of downtown Cork, and we would go down and set up ministry times. You'll see in just a moment where we'd go down and some of the young people would do some dramas. I wish I'd had our drama folks with us because they were so great and did such a great job. They put this drama on traffic stuff. Share a testimony of what was going on. Keep right on rolling it, Jeff. Another picture. And this is some of the images of it. People would come up. Those three kids and one young boy that's praying. I spoke at the missions conference there in March. There were some of the kids that went on the trip. This was the place is called the Middle House, where we would have all the meals. We would have lunch and dinner most of the time, and the staff that they had there was just extraordinary. I had more potatoes in that amount of time than I'd had in a long time. There's serious issues with that group as well. Becky laying it down there. Becky's the bomb on the trip. She did good. More pictures of the food line. Keep on, Jeff. Young boy on the right playing the guitar, pastor's son. Young girl on the left was from Canada, who'd never been on a missions trip, newly saved, and got up and shared a testimony. It was just powerful. It was just beautiful. Another young man that was there on the trip. There's a lot of pictures of these guys together. I'm telling you. Keep on. Paulie looks mean there. We're heading down to do the street ministry right there. Go ahead. not sure. Paula, do you know where that is? That is, we're still in Cork. Okay, go ahead. That's in Cope. Okay. You're going to see a picture in just a minute where we were. We went into this other little town and did some ministry work. There's Cope as well. You can look at the buildings, the history there is so deep, but the people's hearts are so cold. Alcoholism is raging through that entire country. Suicide among young people is at an astronomical rate. It's just devastating. Go ahead. There's a gentleman. His name is Wiley. Wiley is 72 years old. And just the loving, kind-hearted man. One of the nicest men that I think we ever met. He was telling us a story that he was on his way to a missions trip that he was doing. And he had a stroke while he was in Amsterdam and never made it. But he walks with a cane. He brought his grandson to help him to go share the gospel in another country. Go ahead, Jeffy. Some more of the buildings. Roll it, Jeff, again. Beautiful kids. There's a church. I got there. Pastor Marty, I'd like you to preach that night. Keep on rolling it, Jeff. These three ladies from Jamaica. Two of them are at 87. One in the middle is 89 years old. They've been on over 40 missions trips, and that's what they do. And because they're just vibrant, people just stop and listen to them. There's Paulie. He's laying it down there. Paulie turned into a preacher. And he's not taking notes. There's the sisters praying. That's Paulie in the middle there. They prayed for him for, 20 minutes. I mean, if there was anything going on in his life, it was done with after that. Go ahead, Jeff. Children's ministry. That's Chuck Todd on the left, and that gentleman on the right, he's a retired pastor. He's 80 years old. He's a Baptist brother. He preached a night in a town called Kilkenny. Was that the second Wednesday night we were there, or was that a Tuesday? Do you guys? Wednesday or Tuesday, one of them. And then they asked me to give the altar call at the end. Go ahead, Jeff. Turn it. It was powerful. There's the ladies again and another woman. We're doing devotions there. That's a man that we met at the Cliffs of Moher. He was out there playing, and some of the guys asked him, I think, if he'd play Amazing Grace on his little accordion there. And you'll see them, those cliffs. There's some of the kids. That's at the church in Kilkenny, where after that gentleman preached, I gave the altar call. The place, it was like, how did you describe it, Paul? It looked like a battlefield in there. It was amazing. It was a powerful, powerful night. Go ahead, Jeffy. Cobb? Yes. Yep. Those are the places that we stayed at. So what I tell you, it was a decent. Now, there was a few challenges in it, in that there was all hardwood floor throughout the whole thing. So Paulie and I were upstairs, and when the morning came, I'm telling you, women can talk a lot. Praise the Lord. Change the screen there. It's Chuck again. Go ahead, change it. There's Shandy out there doing her thing out on the street, telling people about Jesus. Go ahead. Cork, go ahead. That's the Blarney Castle, where you kiss the Blarney Stone. And you gotta walk up to that. It's quite a hike up to the top of that thing. It's like in a spiral staircase, all made out of stone. Go ahead, Jeff. Keep on. Go ahead. Another little street. Go ahead, Jeff. Shandy out there sharing a testimony. Go ahead.
Okay, when?
Hey, everybody. I'm standing here with two of the most awesome people that I met in Ireland. This is Hannah.
If you were here Sunday, you saw Glenn.
Hi, how are you?
And you've already heard from Glenn.
Hello.
And I just learned just a few days ago after kind of working with both of them off and on at different places.
I don't know why the guy did that.
They are engaged. Come on, kid. All
yeah.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. And when's your wedding date?
September 8th.
September 8th.
Yeah. And where are you going to get married at?
It's here in Cork, yeah. We're going to be it's a place in called Cork. Vienna Woods. It's a really old, kind of fancy, beautiful place.
Wow. Are we all invited?
Yeah. If you can make it over, for sure, yeah.
There you go. Hey, you heard it right here. Hey, you guys are awesome. I sure love it.
Hannah was the one that put on the food for us.
It's been a great place. It's been a great time. Love you.
And
see ya.
Glenn, he's like an evangelist like I've never met before in my life. This guy was on the street playing music. He showed up in the spot where we set up our drama and our evangelistic outreach every day. And when we got there, he was there. And they said, we're going to have to find another spot. I said, no, we're not. And I went over there, talked to him, blessed him a little bit. And the next thing he was doing, he was playing Amazing Grace for us right out there on the street. It was cool. Excuse me. There I am out there sharing a little word with everybody. There's Glenn again, Glenn McManus. Man, I like this guy. He was saved off the street. He was addicted to drugs and alcohol, gave his heart to Christ. He began serving in the church, got in a discipleship program, and now he's one of the staff members there at the church. Just love the guy. There's the hills, the Cliffs of Moher. It's one of the most beautiful places that I've ever seen in my entire life. And I don't know how the Blarney Stone there got mixed up with the Cliffs of Moher. But anyways, now we're back at Blarney Castle, and I'm just about ready to kiss the Blarney Stone. Chuck, do you remember that? You kissed that thing. I hope I didn't kiss where you kissed, Chuck. But more of the sisters doing their thing there. That is in... Am I saying it Cobb or Cobb? Is it Cobb?
They actually said that it's pronounced Cove, like
C-O-Cove. Cove, okay. That little contraption there is the last spot that the Titanic was at port at before it went out and sunk. Little known fact that the last place that the Titanic was in Cove, Ireland, before it left there, and it was never... That's when it hit the iceberg. Today, we're in the city of Cove. It is a port city in Ireland. Actually, it's the last place where the Titanic sailed from before it sank, which is right off of that pier right there. Right out that pathway there to the ocean, which is on the other side of that hill right over there. So it's a beautiful day here today. Great day all day yesterday and today, so we just had devotions, lunch, and now we're heading out for just a couple hours of sightseeing and then back into the church tonight. It was great to have those little breaks in between to see some of the places. Who did you say I look like?
Alec Baldwin.
Who?
Alec Baldwin.
And where are you from?
Ireland.
Thank you. Philip, who do you say that I look like?
You look like Alec Baldwin.
Who do I look like?
Alec Baldwin.
Thank you, Philip.
Jack.
Who did you say I look like?
Alec Baldwin.
Who do I look like?
Alec Baldwin.
I don't know what to say. I just thought I'd have to... Show that. Go ahead, Jeff. Is that it? Amen. Becky, come on up. Come on, give it up for the Baxter. The one, the only Baxter.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Right up here. What? Praise the Lord, Pastor.
Anyway, I won't say repent to God to today. But I just want to say thank you all for your prayers. And this trip was life-changing to me. The team I went with was amazing, from our family here and then there. I was so ministered to by the Lord. But I thought tonight, as I was praying, to share the stories of some of the people that I was talking to. We did street ministry, and there was a perimeter we go around to just pass out tracts or try to tell stories to people, or they would share their stories. And there were three people I just wanted to talk to about tonight. The first one was a little girl. She was about 8 years old, and she came from Libya, I think it was. I'm not know if I'm saying that right. But anyway, she came from this country with her mom and dad, and their mom and dad got divorced. And then the Lord just spoke to my heart to say to her, "You are beautiful." And I don't think she's heard that in a long time. And her mother just smiled, and we began to talk. Her mom couldn't speak a lot of English, but she was so drawn to the dancer. And I said, "Honey, what's your dream?" And she says, "My dream is to dance in America." And she began to tell me, she just was so, Elizabeth was a dancer on our dance team, and she was so drawn to her. And so I gave her some, I said, "You know, God can make your dreams come true." And I gave her a little change, you know, from America, and she just lighted up that somebody would actually, from America, would believe in her. So that little girl really touched my heart. And the other one was, there's this woman, she was about maybe 80 years old, but my heart is to see, you know, God, show me the people that nobody else sees. And so everybody was kind of ministering to different people, and I saw this old woman just walk by on a, like, kind of like a cane, and her face was so sad, and she seemed so depressed and oppressed. And I walked up to her, I said, "Hi, honey," and she just kind of looked up, like actually somebody noticed her. She couldn't believe it. And I said, "How are you doing today?" She goes, "Everything's terrible. My life has been terrible." And she began to just tell me all the pain that she's went through in her life. And I said, "Do you see that ray of sunshine?" Because in Ireland, it doesn't rain. It doesn't sunshine very much. It's always raining. So I thought of my favorite song was "You Are My Sunshine." And I just told her the love of God, that radiance of sun that came today was for her. And she lighted up, and she goes, "That's the best thing anybody's ever said to her." And I just thought the difference maybe one word could mean to her. And she just lighted up because somebody took the time for her. And this last one I wanted to tell you about was this man, and I'm going to try not to cry, but he has been through so much. He was adopted into a family that all he was is abused. He always knew abuse. He never knew what love was. So I began to tell him what the love of God was. And I told him a church, that Cork Church is where we're at, that could share the love of God with him. And he never thought anybody would love him because that he's never known love. And throughout this the street ministry, I saw people just using their gifts. And one of the things that God touched my heart is I was able to share part of my testimony. And that just blessed me because I just, on my heart, I just feel tonight to tell you that I was healed and delivered from some things on this trip by the love of God that I experienced from all the body of Christ. And that's what God showed me in this, is we are a body of Christ and we are here for each other. And that's what God showed me in this whole trip, like from getting on the plane, I was covered with sickness and pastor and my team started praying and I was set free. And that's what I just feel I came back with this trip, is to look at, you know, people hurting in the body of Christ and reach out and touch each other. And but I just thank God for this trip, because it was such a blessing to me to be with people that all 52 people that were in unity to do the work of the Lord. And that was my prayer for months and months, that we would minister as one and as one body, because that's what we're here for. And but I was amazed. And then there was this other time when we were, there was a service and pastor was preaching, and he said, and they were talking about, like, bring the sick to the middle. And you know what, I was praying for everybody up there, but I thought of the people in this body. I thought of Patty, and I brought it right there, and I started praying for her and praying for the people that were in this body sick. Because even if you're in Ireland or wherever you are, we are one body. And if Pastor Larry always used to tell me that if one body hurts, we all hurt. So I just wanted to tell you this trip changed my life, and I thank God for all your prayers and your love and support, because people were touched in Ireland. We had outpouring of God's Spirit. People were slain in the Spirit, set free, delivered. In the team, there was healings. In the team that were emotionally struggling with their own stuff, they were healed, they were delivered, like what Carol went through, or other people. Or Elizabeth, she was a dancer that would present herself. And I prayed with her, and I said, God's going to set you free today. And she danced as freedom unto the Lord. So we in a body of Christ can lift and encourage and build each other up. And that's what I've learned from this trip, that let's mutually encourage each other faith to fulfill our destinies and our dreams. So I just want to say thank you, and God bless you, Aunt Polly, or Pastor, whatever.
Beautiful. Becky is she's a moving revival. She's a blessing. And it was an honor just to minister, see her and Carol. Boy, they just were. You just make sure you bless them and love them, because they represented you and the kingdom of God so well. You know, one of the things that Becky said is we went to give and we receive greatly. I mean, we receive greatly. One of the things, Paulie, come on up here. One of the things that I want to tell you, on that trip, there were people from all over the country, and there was probably a dozen people that were over 80 years old. It was amazing. It was just amazing. And some of them had been on 45 to 50 missions trips. I felt like a kid. I mean, I didn't know anything, but you can also be so proud of Paulie. I mean, I'm at the age now, I don't room with anybody except my wife and maybe one of my boys, but not even that, really, if I don't have to. No, I don't mind. Well, so we got there, they had Paulie and I sharing a room, and I thought, boy, I hope he behaves himself in there, you know. But Paulie, what a gentleman he was. It was a blessing to travel with him. Not one moment of issue, trouble, and Paulie came alive. I want you to know you're looking at even a different man here.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor. You're so kind. And anytime we go to Iraq or wherever we're going to go, you can room with me too. He was a gentleman. But anyway, I do want to say thank you to everybody that made this trip possible, because I didn't know what to expect. Nepal was something different, and I just knew in my heart that this Ireland trip was going to be different and very difficult, and I found it difficult. Street ministry is no joke, and when we got there, to just step out of your comfort zone, and that's what God wants you to do, that was no joke. And I found it very difficult to talk to people, especially in Ireland, because they just want to live their own life. The people I encountered really didn't really want to receive, although I really believe that we planted seeds with them. But I had an old lady really freak out on me the first day I was there, and it was not fun. Thank God Patrick was standing right next to me, and I was preaching the gospel to her, and he did say I did a good job. But that was the devil trying to say you cannot preach God in Ireland. But what did I say in one of those services is step on Satan. And I had everybody saying, step on Satan. And that's what we're going to continue to do, is step on Satan. Because Satan has no authority over us, right? So, just as the girl said and Pastor said, this trip was amazing. I'm glad I went. I didn't have any clue I was going to go. We're only 8 months, and I'm on my second mission trip, and God's already calling me to go to another one, but I'm not going to tell you where yet. I do know where I'm going. Not China. But anyway, the team, unbelievable. Like they said, God really blessed us in a powerful way. 54 people, nobody fought once. Everybody was in unity. Just amazing from the young to the old. And them sisters, man, they got power. They took a hold of me. They're praying in tongues. The 20 minutes you saw, I thought I was going to hit the ground three times. They were, I don't know what they're doing, but they were really getting crazy that night. And then I come down with a cold, but that was Satan again. But he did not stop me or the team. We continued to plant seeds, and I felt like the team really set the standard for the people that we left behind. The people we left behind are the ones that are going to do the work now. And we just encouraged them, and we told them, this is, you know, your job to plant the seeds, get the message of Jesus out there, because Jesus is real. And if, you know, you fall asleep like a lot of them Ireland people are doing, they're living their own life, they want to know nothing about God, it's not going to be fun for them when they die. So, yes, awesome trip. If God puts it on your heart to go on a mission trip, really think about going, because it will change the way you think about life. It will change the way you feel about God. And it's not fun, the whole plane ride, and maybe some of you don't even know, but some of us had to drive home from JFK. But that was just another example of how we're just determined to do God's work. Yeah, JFK, that was a joke. All the planes got grounded except for one person got to come home. I don't know how that happens. But anyway, thank you so much. We drove home 8 grueling hours with these women. All right, but thank you so much. And yeah, you'll have to, I can't tell you where I'm going next. I know where I'm going, but you'll, to be continued.
Awesome. Stay up here with me just a minute. Amen. Give it up for Polly. Would you do that? We had some incredible church services. I begin to tell you, when we got there Wednesday, I don't know, we weren't there long, and Chuck said, can you preach tonight? I said, well, Brother Chuck, you're leading this. Maybe it'd be good for you to open. He goes, nah, he says, I really don't have anything. I think it'd be good for you. I'm like, I mean, you don't sleep on the, I'm not a good sleeper on the plane. I got to tell you, I did get blessed on the flight and on the way home. You know, that was just, praise the Lord. Yeah. Yeah, my wife needed me home. Praise the Lord.
Okay, that's good. God knew what he was doing.
But we had some incredible church services there, some ministry times. And, man, I tell you what, God just blew in like a wave in an incredible way there. So just for a couple minutes, if anybody have a question. And I want to say two other things. This is that I told these guys. I don't know if I told the ladies this. The enemy will always try to do something at the end of a missions trip to take away all the good that happened on it. I've had that happen to me on every single trip. I got this head thing. We landed in JFK, and it just came over me. And I mean, and it's still just swirling around in my head a little bit. But the enemy will always try to do that. He'll do that not only on a missions trip. He'll do that in your life. He'll try to steal your joy before something good is going to happen. And he'll always, the Bible says that the enemy, he comes in like a flood to you. But the Bible goes on to say, but God lifts up a standard against him. And we have to do that. Second thing I wanted to say, this was a real blessing. And it's interesting, and I didn't think about that until now. Each one of us that went on the trip, Carol, Becky, Shandy, Polly, had all been on a missions trip before in a much worse place. Oh, yeah. So when we went on this one was like,
cakewalk through the park.
I mean, but we're giving of ourselves every time. But, I mean, we had a real toilet. I mean, I've been places there's a hole in the floor. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I've been to places where you can't use the water to brush your teeth or anything. You have to use bottled water. I mean, this, we had a toilet. Come on, somebody. Amen me.
Amen.
We had a shower.
Hot water.
We had hot water. It was
good
a
food.
Blessing. Yeah. So, just a minute. Anybody have a question? Anything? Yes. I took a picture with them. They were at the missions conference in Branson that I was at, and they were the only African Americans in the crowd. I thought like I was in a cracker box there, and I said, "Thank God that for you ladies out here tonight, I want you to amen me. I'm a black man shut up in a white man's suit." So yeah, I did know them, and when they saw us, they were like, "Ooh, praise the Lord! Praise the Lord!" Oh, I love them. They're just great. 87 and 89. Is that amazing? Somebody else? Anyone? Any questions? Anything? All of them. That's how you got to do it. That's the craziest thing. I thought it was just a stone you walked up to.
That's probably how he got sick, because that thing was soaking wet.
Yeah, did Becky do Come on. It for you? Hold on.
Does everybody know the legend behind the Blarney Stone? Okay. The king had a daughter who was mute.
Dear God, I prayed that Becky wouldn't kiss it.
She was mute. And he went to the Holy Land and brought back a relic, and he planted it in the Blarney Stone, and his daughter began to speak. That's what the legend is. So you're supposed to get the gift of gab, okay? Becky did not get her gift of gab from the Blarney Stone. That
she
is
must
the
have
Holy
kissed,
Spirit.
She must have kissed the stone before that.
Because
I don't
that
know.
Girl, when she would preach on the street, she was talking an hour later. We were looking at our watches saying, she's still talking to that same person. But praise the Lord, you know, they came to know the Lord and were blessed. So.
Good. Any other questions? Stay up here, Carol. Any other questions? Yeah.
Shandy really rocked it there. She really was able to touch a lot of the younger generation. I feel like she was really, she would focus on one person. She's told me, I prayed to God, send me somebody. There was somebody. And then she talked to this person, got their Facebook information. They're friends now. And this one girl, Laura, is now going to church in the Cork church.
There's a few of them.
She's never gone to church before. And that's what Shandy was doing. She did a great job ministering to the younger folks. She's three or four of them are actually going to church now.
Shandy was, she's like a 1,000-watt light bulb out on the street. And she is... She's as good as I've ever seen. I wish she was here to hear this. But to go up and completely in such a peaceful and gentle way, she disarmed. Now, Paulie, you know, he's got that Italian in him. He walks up, you know Jesus?
It didn't like, work.
And but Shandy goes up. She's got the big smile. She's, you know, hi, how are you? My name is Shandy. How you doing? And she just, in a moment, she's in a conversation and she's praying for people. And we had some fun with Paulie because it was funny. He got smacked down so bad. He come walking back. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. We felt bad for him, so we gave him a few lessons right on the street. And right after we did a little role play, and maybe I should have done it before, right after we did it, he's over there praying for somebody on the street. They stopped and... But he's grown so much in this time here.
Praise the Lord.
Shandy, answer your question, Micah. She really zeroed in on people. She did a fabulous job, not only out on the street, in the churches that we were at. One in this little town of Kilkenny, we went they were going to have a, we went on purpose to help them build that church there in both in Cork and in Kilkenny. In Kilkenny, they were having a barbecue that night for people, and they wanted to invite people to it. In the town, there's a section where the projects are, and they call it, it's called the Butts.
B-U-T-T.
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 And, but the Butts did not look like the Butts. The Butts there is beautiful. I mean, compared to around here, when you talk about a project in America, not there. But, and so we went, so they had a food for 100, and over 150 came. They had to go get more food in the middle of it. Well, a lot of them people didn't stay, but a lot of them did stay. And we had that service that night. And, man, God was, he moved powerfully in that service that night. It was such a blessing. And, I mean, they had to shut it down because it was going on. People, we'd still been there, I think, if they hadn't said, guys.
Eight people were saved that night.
Yeah, it was powerful. Anything else? Yes.
Potatoes.
When I went to the Blarney Castle, the pastor picked myself up and Chuck Todd and took us over there. And he said, I want to take you to the Blarney Cafe and to get you some good coffee. And they have some good biscuits and things there. You like that? I go, look at me. I like it all. But I don't eat it anymore. Oh, you must eat it. So we went in there. I got a triple tall Americano espresso, 3 shots of espresso hot water, and I got a chocolate fondant cake. We better move on right now because I even lost another pound while I was gone on the trip too, praise the Lord, and I don't know how. So the food that we ate, tell them about the breakfast that I took you to.
That was really good.
We ate this in this middle house every day, but I wanted to try to get a time where we could take our team to a breakfast. So we took them. This guy picked us up in the morning, and he took us, I don't even know where we were, some little town, beautiful, and right in the middle is a little cafe. We sat outside, and, man, it was amazing, amazing, amazing food. So nothing new. I did, Shandy had eggs and salmon. Yep. Polly had pancakes, but
goat cheese on top.
Yeah, he really stepped out. But alcoholism, a big thing there. Pubs everywhere. Yeah.
They don't eat hot dogs. They eat little sausages on their hot dog bun.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Yeah, I had a really hard time. I got the hand in the face, you know, I'm Catholic, don't want to hear it. I also had a gentleman who wanted to argue Catholicism with me, and I told him it's not about religion, it's about a relationship with Christ. And he didn't want to hear that because I didn't follow the Pope, and we don't have confirmation and confessions in confessionals. So I told him I was not going to argue religion with him. And he said, well, you're not doing a very good job. And I says, well, I'm doing what God equipped me to do, and that's to spread the love of Jesus. And he said, no, you're wrong. And he ended up walking away. And then I had a Muslim man came over, and he, same thing. He said, so what are you doing here? And I said, we're spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. He goes, Jesus Christ was just a man and a prophet. And I said, no, he was the Son of God. He said, okay, so he's the Son of God. So supposedly he impregnated Maria himself. And I said, no, Mary.
It's a good thing you didn't get that person.
Oh, God.
Mary was conceived Jesus through the Holy Spirit. He said, okay, so you're saying that one God is three men and Jesus impregnated his own mother. And I said, no. And he said, well, I'm going to tell you the truth. He was only a prophet. And I said, I'm going to tell you the truth. He was the Son of God. And he said, no God would leave his son to die such a horrible, terrible death. Mm. And I said, but that's the glory of it. I said, he didn't leave him there. He rose him from the grave for us, for our sins. And he ended up walking away too. That's but great. For the most part, I can't answer that question of how we can get through that. I just know that those seeds are there.
I learn you got to get on their level. Right. You can't just Jesus them to death. You got to get on their level. Just start talking to them normal. Just bring the love to them. Jesus wants you to express love to them. That's what I learned. And that's what we got to do in Batavia. This is our Ireland here. We got to go to Batavia, the streets of Batavia, yep, and just show the love of Jesus. Just let the love flow out of us so they see us being different. So we can then we can ease the Jesus into them. But that's what we got to do. And that's what I learned, Garrett, there, is that we just got to be on their level.
That's good. Which, in fact, as Paulie just said, that this Saturday, maybe you can't go to Ireland or Africa or Nepal, but you can show up here at 10 o'clock when we launch this Random Acts of Kindness this Saturday. Shannon, you'll be leading it. She put a lot of energy and a lot of effort in it, just being kind to people. And the Bible says it's the kindness of God that leadeth sinners to repentance. So that's an opportunity for each one of us to just participate in that. A little over an hour, hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, you'll have an opportunity just to bless somebody and make their life and their day a whole lot better. One more question, anything, or we'll wrap it up here. It was beautiful. I love these folks that we travel with. I just want you to know I'd go anywhere with any of you, Becky.
Praise the Lord.
Next time that you're going to be in another house with me, though. But I'll
another block.
With you. No, they're wonderful. Father, thank you tonight. Thank you for vision, for dreams coming to pass, for the power of the gospel of Jesus that is needed everywhere we go. You say the places where our foot tread that you would give them to us. I thank you, God, that from this point on that Ireland is a part of City Church. And God, that you had so graciously sent those from here, provided for them, kept them. Lord, even at the end, as some had to drive home, you protected them and you gave great grace, Lord. Pray for my friends here tonight, God. Whoever is here that needs great grace in their life, whoever is here that needs life and love, may they receive that from you and you alone. I pray blessing over our friends tonight. Family, God, I'm so thankful for your house. So thankful for the house of the Lord tonight, our family together. I pray blessing. I pray healing for those who are sick tonight. I pray that you would touch them, God. Minister wholeness and health all through the body of Christ here. God, we ask you to heal, restore, and make alive, and make new. And we praise you and give you all thanks for it in Jesus' name. I love you so much. God bless you a whole lot. Make sure you hug these guys tonight when you leave, okay?